third hour of the show. Excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot happening here. A lot going on. We're excited to have you out here. And we're keeping our eye on the White House because Zohran Mamdani is going to be making his way to the Oval Office. I'm not a fan. You're not a fan. None of us are fans of Zohran Mamdani, mainly because he's like a communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. He was brought into this country to destroy this country. We allow these people who come into our country through our immigration system to run for office, even though they hate us. And they weaponize our election. There's a lot of reasons not to like this guy. And this is another one, too. Total beta vibes. Weak. Never had a job, real job. Just runs for office because he wants to destroy this country. And here we are. President Trump welcomed to the Oval Office around 3 p.m. Eastern time today. We're keeping our eyes on that. We'll cover it, of course. I'm not happy that he's coming to the Oval Office, but he's talking about it on Twitter. This gives him legitimacy. This makes him feel like he's a powerful man because he's meeting with the president of the United States. This communist coward. He just posted a photo on X just a few moments ago. It already has over a million views. It's a little nauseating, but, you know, this is where we're at. By the way, this is the guy who tells you that you need to go green. You know, they push all this nonsense, but because he's a communist, instead of driving his little hybrid cars that he pretends is actually good for the environment, he's flying there. Jet fuel. But they don't want to talk about any of that. This is all a scam. It's all a scam. We're going to be talking about this in great detail. Laura Loomer, we're right in the save mind length right now. Mind wave, I guess I should say. Loomer asking, why are you not just taking the train? That's another option. New York City has a direct train that brings you straight to Washington, D.C. Looks like he's on a plane. So, folks, don't hold these communists, I don't know if I could say this word on air, to their own set of rules. They are elites. You are the peasants. That's the message that's coming out from this Islamic terrorist sympathizer. And he is on a plane. That was the emoji that was in that tweet. All right, so we'll be covering that in just a few moments. We'll also be covering what's been going on over at the UN. The UN has been very, very interesting lately. They are trying their best to, I don't know, they don't try their best for peace. But what they do is they're trying right now to push forward President Trump's peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. And yesterday, both countries sent their representatives to the UN to talk things through. President Trump just coming out and saying, hey, listen, Ukraine, you better accept this plea deal by Thanksgiving or else. And it's not just that, too. They are also, according to Russia, you know, Ukraine has suffered a massive amount of losses. And it's actually devastating because both sides have dealt with significant bloodshed, obviously. But Russia's claiming that there's been over 1.7 million soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, killed in this war. President Trump wants it to end, and he's outlined several different key plans or key points to his plan to assure that this ends, and this ends now. He's demanding that Ukraine just accept the fact that they're never going to be in NATO. They get their EU membership, obviously. Also, according to all of this, the U.S. has about $100 billion in frozen Russian assets, and that's going to go to Ukraine's reconstruction. The United States is expected to receive, according to the plan, 50% of the profits. Europe is also expected to cough up $100 billion. So we'll keep our eye on that. It's also going to possibly give Russia some membership, G8. Again, these are the reports that are circulating now online. NATO does not deploy troops in Ukraine, but the United States will keep our troops in Poland. NATO fighter aircrafts are stationed in Poland right now. They're going to stay put. The United States and Europe launch a major investment package for the reconstruction, obviously, of Ukraine. And many, many other things are being outlined in this peace agreement. So President Trump coming out there and saying, you better agree to this or else to Ukraine. Because it's time to move on. We're done with all of this. Save lives, preserve lives. And as you heard Sonia Labosco just show you, the footage is absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. So Mel Kay will be joining us in a little bit to discuss that too. So do not go anywhere. More to discuss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because it's buy one, get one free on all supplements for a very limited time. And on all apparel, it is 25% off. We're getting Black Friday sales a little early these days. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Harry? person. I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot going on over here. We're keeping our eye on several different things going on all across the country. But the big one that everyone's discussing is the meeting that's going to be taking place at 3 p.m. Eastern time today over at the Oval Office. Over at the Oval Office. It's a little hard for me to spit out, but Zohran Mamdani, the guy who was allegedly elected mayor of New York City, is making his way to the Oval Office to meet with President Donald Trump. He just posted a tweet a few moments ago saying that he's on a plane and he's heading to D.C. right now. Mind you, he comes from New York City. There are trains available. He could possibly get on a train if you were someone who truly believed in the green scam that you keep pushing. But no, you got to take a plane. You got to take a plane. I have a bad joke to say. Actually, it wasn't my joke. It was somebody else's joke. Probably shouldn't say it on air. But I'll keep it to myself for now. It might be a little too controversial, folks. But we're following that, obviously. Now, the White House yesterday detailing, the press secretary, obviously detailing this upcoming meeting that's expected to take place any hour in clip 9. Caroline Leavitt detailing why exactly President Trump is taking this meeting with the communist Islamic terrorist sympathizer, Zohran Mamdani. Take a listen.
I will just add, it speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities in a city that's becoming much more left than I think this president ever anticipated in his many years of living in New York himself.
Now, it's sad. It's really off the charts when it comes to the communists have taken over the Democratic Party. They have no shame in openly advocating for communist policies because, well, Zohran Mamdani was sent to the United States to destroy us. We've played the clip 1,000 times for you on this show. Thanks to the great work of Steven Crowder and everyone over at Mug Club Undercover, we know that back in 2014, these individuals, these communists, had it planned out before Zohran Mamdani was even a U.S. citizen for him to make this run for New York City mayor. Because if you want to sit here and capture the capitalism capital, that's where you'd go first. And so this Islamic takeover that's happening throughout the United States, sadly, just seen one of its biggest cities fall to this communist Islamic takeover. Now, Zohran Mamdani has talked a lot of trash about President Donald Trump, of course, but now he's having a lighter approach because he knows that President Trump will break his hand in just the handshake alone because he's a weak beta male, but most importantly, because President Trump doesn't fear him. Take a listen to clip 10 and how Zohran Mamdani has quickly changed how he speaks about the President of the United States. Take a listen.
My administration would be Donald Trump's worst nightmare. I have many disagreements with the president. And I believe that we should be relentless and pursue all avenues and all meetings that could make our city affordable for every single New Yorker. I intend to make it clear to President Trump that I will work with him on any agenda that benefits New Yorkers.
How quickly they change. Joining me now to discuss is Larry Taunton. He's the host of Ideas Have Consequences. And he's with us now. Larry, I want to thank you for being here because this is a big topic. A lot of Americans like myself are really fired up when we see our former city, I mean, I'm a New Yorker, get taken over by what we've been warning people about for far too long now. And that is this Islamic communist takeover that's sweeping both the UK, obviously, now has made its way here to the United States. And so many people thought it was just fear mongering, but we're here now. And now Zohar Ramadani is making his way into the White House. Now, I've told people I don't agree with this. I think this should have been a phone call. Many people telling me, no, they disagree. This is good. President Trump should look him straight in the eyes and deal with him directly. What are your thoughts about this meeting that's going to be taking place in just a few hours?
Well, I think Donald Trump is a guy that has always believed that if he can get in front of an individual, that he can meet with them, that he can reason with them. And of course, that idea can be a bit naive, as we're seeing now with with Putin and some of the things that have gone on there. But listen, President Trump, just as you just said, he's not a guy who's going to be pushed around. I don't think he has any illusions about Islam or about communism. And Mamdani, the Muslims have cracked the code on the West. That Mamdani is a jihadist, first and foremost. Now, the joke you didn't say, I suspect, is the one that immediately came to my mind when you mentioned that he was on a plane, and that is that he might just fly it into the...
you took our joke. That was the joke I was afraid to say on air. Yeah, they said, someone said, it's easier to hijack a plane than a train.
Well, it absolutely is true. And as we know, they have a penchant, you know, for doing these kinds of things. But listen, Muslims realize, the jihadists realize, that the way to penetrate the West is not to come as Muslims. It's not to push that ideology, because they recognize that it's not a good marketing strategy. But they see the same polls that you and I see, Brianna, and that is that millennials and Gen Zers have a favorable opinion regarding socialism. And so that's the Trojan horse in which the jihadists are hiding, whether it's Ilhan Omar, whether it's Saqib Khan, or whether it's Mamdani.
Yeah, and I just got actually a push alert notification that 86 Democrats right now in the House actually just voted in line with Republicans in condemning socialism in this country. And as many of us know at home right now, Democrats have been completely taken over. So that tells me that there's about 86 House Democrats who still have an ounce of patriotism and don't actually despise this country, which again isn't the majority, but here we are these days having to combat all of this. You know, as you just detailed too, they have, and you guys are so good at this, that was actually just came out from Fox a moment ago. I wanted to also highlight this too, Larry, because, you know, I sat back and have been for a very long time now trying to my best with others to bring the attention to this Islamic takeover that's coming to the United States. For years now, there are people like Amy Mack, we've watched Laura Loomer as well, come out there and try to warn Americans that this was coming. And now we're here. Now we're dealing with this here on the front lines. What can Americans expect? Because we've seen it played out, obviously, throughout the UK and Europe, and it isn't really going well for them.
Yeah, exactly, Brianna. I think the template for them is London. Saqib Khan's London, which has radically, radically changed. Listen, I was a student there, 30 years ago. And over the years, each time I go back, I find that it has increasingly become less English, less British. Now it's Londonistan. And that's the goal here for New York. This is the same strategy, by the way, that they're using all over the world. I've seen this in North Africa. I've seen it in Nigeria. I've seen it in Europe. I've seen it in the UK. And now we're about to start seeing it here in the United States writ large, and not just Dearborn, but now we're going to see it in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really concerning. And I don't think people understand it. And, you know, I wanted to play this clip for you, clip 11, because everyone knows now I live in Plano, Texas. It's out there because I had to post a video and needed people to help me out with catching someone who followed me into my apartment complex. And it's a big issue in Texas. I've gone to the public hearing that just recently happened a couple of months back in regards to EPIC. Now, that's the East Plano Islamic Center. They have now rebranded themselves because EPIC didn't go over well for them when they had the word Islam in it. It caught a lot of attention and national attention, thanks to the great work of Amy Mack and the Rare Foundation again. But they've done an incredible report, and they released it yesterday. I want to play clip 11 for you. It's a partial clip of what they just put out. It has to do with the mosque It has to do with an individual who's telling the individuals at the mosque that, yeah, you can hit your women, your wives, but don't leave a mark and don't kill them. And that's their way of being empathetic. Take a listen, because I don't, you know, they're going to tell you, oh, they didn't say that. Take a listen to their own words in this clip.
The latest shocking scandal out of Plano, Texas, straight into the heart of what is known as the Islamic Association of Collin County, the Plano Masjid. This isn't just a local mosque story. This is about what kind of ideology Texas is now willing to reward with your tax dollars. I'm talking about Imam Arsalan Haq. Born in Pakistan, Haq is a leading advocate of Sharia in the Dallas area. And in his own sermons, he spells out exactly what that looks like for women, for families, and for our communities. In one sermon at the Plano Masjid, Imam Haq tells husbands they may hit their wives as long as it's done in the proper context and only, quote, to bring her back to her senses.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does tell the husband to do a physical action of darb, which the ulama mention means to hit lightly without leaving a mark on the body anywhere with something like a siwak or something like that, or like a push or like a hit on the chest to bring her back to her senses.
Because Imam Haq doesn't stop at contextual wife beating. In another sermon at a different Dallas-Fort Worth mosque, Haq warns men that they may not beat their wives, quote, to the extent they die.
One of the things that Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to do in certain situations, and we don't have time to go into details, is to use physical discipline. Yes, the ayah is there to be used in the right way at the right time, but not to beat our wives to the extent that they die.
So we're being told that it's okay to beat your wives. Just don't leave a mark and don't kill them. People keep telling me when we push back on the Islam issue that this is not the belief of the Muslim population here in the United States. But then when people like this come and speak at their mosque, I don't hear any criticism about this. And the fact that the Rare Foundation is putting out this piece of evidence, this is what's going on inside of these mosques. By the way, Texan taxpayers, you're funding these mosques. We know that millions and millions of dollars has been shifted over thanks to Greg Abbott, although he plays down like he's not a part of any of this. Now he wants to pretend like he's pushing back. That doesn't seem to be the case when you look at the financial breakdown of all of this. But to get back to the core of this, when you sit here and you talk to Muslim Americans or those who have come to this country and are practicing Islam, they tell us that this is not what's actually going on, that this is a myth. But the Rare Foundation continues to find these videos online of their own live streams, and they use it against them by just posting it out there and letting people decide for themselves. Why is it that they cover up for all of this, but they seem to have no shame at talking about this at their local mosques? Larry?
Yes. I'm sorry, Brianna. My immediate reaction to that is to say this is really the mild stuff. This is the part that it would be very shocking to Americans. This is the really, really mild stuff. Islam is by definition misogynistic. Mm-hmm. Muslim men can, according to Islamic law, have four wives and countless concubines. Women have no rights. They are simply property. And the things that we've been seeing with these rape gangs, these grooming gangs in places like Rotherham, other parts of the UK, as many as a quarter of a million British white girls have been trafficked, according to the Times of London, on an industrial scale. And people say, well, that's not real Islam. No, it is real Islam. Women are being sold right now as we speak on the Arabic version of the app For Sale, which is available on for download on the Apple App Store as well as the Google App Store. In spite of the fact there's been many complaints that this needs to be removed. And those Muslims in the United States who are saying this isn't real Islam, to me, and I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, they're like Methodists. I mean, they don't really take their holy literature particularly seriously. What we call radical Islam or militant Islam is really just orthodox Islam. They're the people who are taking the Quran, the Hadith, and the life of Muhammad, which they are supposed to model themselves after, very, very seriously. And I want to point this out too, Brianna. What does Scripture say? It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Now, I want you to compare that to what we're seeing here, you know, in these videos of Islam. This is the reality of Islam.
Yeah, and I think that's a big issue here because I don't think a lot of people like to talk about it. All you do is just do a simple Google search. I constantly am being told, Larry, by people who want to push back against it. And again, I welcome an argument, a debate about this topic itself because we need to have an open discussion on this without the emotions exploding. But the reality of it is time and time again, if you just simply Google, what does the Quran say about violence in regards to non-believers? It quickly pulls up over 100 verses that validate committing acts of violence against non-believers. And people don't want to come to that understanding that that's what it says. And I think it's more of just a cover-up rather than accepting the literature there. You could maybe debate that maybe 50 of them at best aren't directly issuing violent threats against non-believers. But the reality of it is, we know also that the Quran allows for, and we've seen many of these Islamic speakers go out to these mosques. And again, the Rare Foundation just keeps posting this stuff up, validating capturing non-believers and using them as sex slaves. And it's okay because if they're not non-believers, then the Quran validates it. And they go out and they put these messages out there. And it's not a fear-mongering campaign because, truth be told, I don't mind coexisting with people of other religious beliefs, but this isn't a religion that I want anything to do with. In fact, I'd probably argue that this isn't a religion in the first place. This is not something that here in the United States anyone should want. And it's deeply, deeply concerning to me. You know, Larry, I know you spent some time in Egypt just recently, and I keep talking about the story, but I want to remind people I covered what happens in the UK, what happens throughout Europe in regards to women being followed by these men from the Middle East who their countries have now imported. And then suddenly I found myself on the receiving end of all of this. There was an Egyptian man who's claiming not to be Muslim, but he somehow made his way into this country. And he told law enforcement in Plano, Texas, again, which has been conquered by this mass migration movement through H-1B visas and everything else that's gone on over these last few years. But he told police that he thought I was attractive and wanted to follow me. And as you can see, again, police wouldn't help me. As you see in this footage, though, he followed me into my apartment complex, not saying anything to me, though, followed me for over a block and a half running behind me, and then waited until I got into my building to try to confront me. He has since been arrested, but it was only because I threatened to sue the Plano Police Department, who didn't want to hand me this footage and wanted to dismiss it. But it's not just me who this has happened to with this individual. He has also, by the way, admitted to following me into my building and trespassing, although I believe he's entered a not guilty verdict so far in the courts. But it's not just me. Another woman, after seeing this video go viral, also told me that in the Frisco, Texas area, that she actually has had brush-ups with him, that five times he's followed her and has gone into her place of employment. She manages a spa and he went in and he won't leave. And he's creepy. He talks about his sex life to her. And in fact, she went into the Plano Police Department again after she saw my footage to put this on their radar as well, that she is another victim of all of this. And the Plano Police Department told her to leave. Now, the reason why I keep bringing this stuff up, because this isn't just happening in the UK, in Europe. This is happening here in the United States. This is happening in Texas, out of all places. The only way I got him out of my building was because I pulled a firearm on him, and then he quickly ran out the building and admitted that to police. But the reality of it is here. I want you to talk about this because you travel, you've been to Egypt. These men who we are importing into this country do not understand boundaries. They see us as prey, and they are preying upon women who are in this country, natives of this country. Why is stuff like this so custom for them? Like, they're just okay with this. They think this is okay behavior and acceptable behavior, when in fact, those who live in this country know it's not.
Well, exactly. Let's pick up with a thread of something that you just said, Brianna. You said that you're not sure that it's even really a religion, that it's more of an ideology. Well, that's exactly the case. And you see, many Americans are uncomfortable with the idea of suppressing religion. And so because this is being imported under that under the guise of that, Americans have been indoctrinated with the idea of religious freedom. But we're actually talking about here an ideology of conquest, and one that is not simply, you know, incompatible with our way of life. It's incompatible with our laws. When Islam is lived according to the Quran, according to the Hadith, according to the model provided by Muhammad, it is absolutely antithetical to our laws. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They're anti-Semitic by definition. By definition, they do not believe in religious freedom. They don't believe in any of these things. So the kinds of things that you're talking about experiencing, I've seen this video, you've shown it to me, and it's quite horrifying. This guy following you into your building. This is the kind of stuff that is happening all over the world, except usually the outcome is very, very different than the outcome that you had. And that is because Islam teaches that this is okay. It says that unbelievers, that non-Muslim women, that they are spoils of war, and that rape, that misogyny, that abuse, sex trafficking, all that stuff is okay. That it's all okay. And this is the part that Americans do not get about this religion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's deeply concerning. And again, he's claiming to be actually not Muslim, but he somehow got into this country. And I'm trying to figure out how continuously, because we know a lot of these individuals who potentially, and I don't know if he's seeking refugee status or what his status is. I've asked DHS repeatedly. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten any information on this. But just from speaking from experience and the stories I've covered and not applying it to this gentleman, Harvey, that you see here on your screen, I know that when they come to this country, they tend to lie. They think it's okay to lie to get in. So I truly don't believe he's claiming to be a Coptic Christian. I don't see that here, especially after my interaction and several other women who have contacted me about him as well. So it's something we need to keep our eye on. You know, I keep telling women to find a way to defend yourself. Carry if you can. If you live in a state where you're allowed to, go to the range, shoot as much as you can. We need to be the ones to take our own protection into our own hands, because when you go to law enforcement, they won't do just that. Everyone seems to be afraid here, and it's really quite an absolute disgrace. To our audience, I want to remind you all that Larry hosts a great show over on YouTube, so give him a follow. Ideas have consequences. You do an incredible job at outlining a lot of great different topics, topics like these, of course, and you catch the attention of people who I say don't like what you have to say, but they're people that are enemies of this great country and the movement that we have started. So Larry, you're doing a great job. So I'd highly recommend our audience go head on over to your YouTube page as well as your Twitter and give you a follow. Larry, thank you for joining me today. It was an honor to have you on the show. We'll look forward to having you back as well.
Great to be with you, Brianna. Take care.
Take care. Folks, I want to remind our audience, you know, we're keeping our eye on the White House right now. Zohar Ramadani will be making his way over there in about 3 hours. We'll cover that, of course, extensively and bring you the very latest. But in the meantime, make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because we're going to kick off the Black Friday sales a little bit earlier than most are these days. It's buy one, get one free on all supplements. Plus, we're also going to give you 25% off on apparel as well. This is the biggest sale we've ever done, and it's going to go on for a very limited time. So make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com right now and indulge in these great savings. Also, importantly, Methylene Red is back in stock. And I know a lot of you called. You were upset because you were out. Well, we're back in stock again. So this is a great time to take advantage of just that while we still have supplies available over at the alexjonesstore.com. And we also announce the Alex Jones Hat Club, which is $30 a month. You subscribe and join. You get exclusive hats that you wouldn't normally have access to over at the alexjonesstore.com. So join the Hat Club as well. You're supporting our great work here over at InfoWars, and you're helping fund our very next project. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com and make sure you do just that. All right, Mel Kay is joining me in just a few moments. We have a lot to talk about in regards to Ukraine and Russia. Don't go anywhere. More discussed.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think like threatening me scares me. You don't know I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution. And you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
You want a war? You got a war! You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perks and you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum! You are losers! You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch! So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing. And squeezing. And we get stronger, and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave. It's here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Now, back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the Nestle Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his self-supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what if...
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited to have you on today. Happy Friday, everyone. We've got a lot to go through still. We've been diving into a lot of headlines, bringing you a lot of exclusive stories, of course. So we hope you're enjoying the show so far. But most importantly, folks, yesterday at the UN, there was a lot going on over there, and I want to make sure that it was on your radar in regards to Ukraine and Russia. President Trump has put forward a peace deal, and he is looking and actually now pressuring Ukraine to jump on board. He's asking Ukraine to get it together by Thanksgiving. And he's not taking any other type of answers or responses back from Ukraine. Enough is enough. The American people haven't had enough of seeing this war and watching the bloodshed, which has been absolutely heartbreaking to see. We outlined that for you with Sonia Lobosko, who was just recently in Ukraine and visited one of their cemeteries. And the video footage that she posted that she sent over to me was absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. According to Russia, and we're going to play this clip for you at the UN, over 1.7 million Ukrainian soldiers have lost their lives. This is what's you're seeing right now. I mean, this is one of the cemeteries where so many young people are buried at. So many young men and women who were forced to fight this war, kidnapped off the streets and forced to fight, or sentenced to death. Obviously, a lot of us have been very infuriated. This was funded and backed by our taxpayer money. The corruption's endless. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to play what happened yesterday at the UN. In clip 12, you're going to see the Russian UN envoy detailed specifically the losses, the life losses that Ukraine has experienced, according to them. Take a listen.
According to leaked military documents, Ukraine's armed forces have lost more than 1.7 million troops since the start of the special operation. And this year alone, as of August, that figure was more than 600,000. Massive, irrecoverable losses are indirectly confirmed by body exchanges. When we return, thousands of Ukrainian soldiers' remains and only receive about 20, 30 bodies in return. It is very clear that Ukrainian troops under these conditions are fleeing en masse. In October alone, the record 21,000 soldiers deserted, which is the equivalent of four brigades.
Now, President Trump is outlining a lot of requirements for both sides in all of this and his peace deal that he's looking to finalize. Some of those, and I'll just give you some brief overview, includes no NATO membership for Ukraine. The U.S. will give over the $100 billion they froze in Russian assets to Ukraine, a part of its reconstruction efforts. The United States will receive 50% of the profit, and Europe contributions, and it contributes an additional $100 billion. Also, Russia will be able to have membership to G8, is also outlined in this as well. NATO does not deploy troops to Ukraine. NATO fighter aircrafts will be stationed and stay stationed in Poland. And there's so much more to all of this. Now, yesterday, obviously, Ukraine sent their deputy representative to the UN to answer to President Trump's peace plan. Take a listen to clip 13 and how they responded.
Our red lines are clear and unwavering. There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian. Our land is not for sale. Ukraine will not accept any limits on its right to self-defense or on the size and capabilities of our armed forces. Nor will we tolerate any infringement on our sovereignty, including our sovereign right to choose the alliances we want to join. Any genuine peace process must respect a fundamental principle: nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine, and nothing about Europe without Europe. And let me be equally clear, we will not reward the genocidal intent that underpins Russian aggression by undermining our identity, including our language. Second, support for Ukraine is indispensable. Peace requires strengthened security and sustained financial assistance to Ukraine. Reinforcing Ukraine's defense capabilities is not an escalation. It is the only path to compelling Russia to engage constructively in international peace efforts. In this regard, we express profound gratitude to all partners and allies. This support is an investment in the rules-based international order and global peace. Third, the Kremlin regime will not stop unless it is stopped through unyielding and concerted pressure. There is only one realistic path to ending this war. Russia must be compelled to retreat economically, politically, and militarily.
Joining me now to discuss is Mel Kay, host of The Mel Kay Show and author of Americans Anonymous, which is available right now. Over on Amazon, American Anonymous is giving you guys the power to fix and repair all of our governmental issues because, folks, we can't rely on these federal employees, these politicians, I should say, to fix these issues for us. So Mel wants you guys to have all the power in Americans Anonymous. Mel, thank you for being here. There's so much to discuss. Obviously, we've been talking for a very long time now about the war between Russia and Ukraine. We just actually had Sonia Lobosco on the show, who I know you've had on as well. Yeah. And Sonia was just in Ukraine, and she, you know, at first was kind of, you know, down the middle on everything, but she sat there and went through one of the cemeteries for these Ukrainian soldiers who were killed, both men and women who were literally kidnapped off the streets and forced into this war. And she has a reaffirmed sense of urgency to end this war now. President Trump putting out a peace deal as well, hoping both sides take it. President Trump saying that Ukraine has until Thanksgiving to jump on board. What do you make of what we saw yesterday unravel over at the UN?
Well, it's very dishonest. First of all, Russia has no interest, nor is there any reason for them to continue around the NATO nations. This is not, they have been saying the whole time that that's why we all need to keep fighting this, why it matters so much. The truth is that in 1990s, before the USSR fell, Soros and his whole regime change operation went into Ukraine. USSR fell. Soros and Clinton then betrayed all of the agreements made at the end of the USSR with Reagan and Gorbachev to not move NATO eastward. Soros puts out his NATO World Order document in 1993. 2 years later, Bill Clinton starts expanding NATO. A few years later, they expand it more. And they have completely surrounded Russia. This is going back to the end of World War II, to the crazy ideas of Brzezinski and others that Russia is not somehow allowed to exist. This is all a proxy war, and it's got very little to do with Ukraine. Ukraine has been used, it has been looted, and in 2014, the United States of America, along with our CIA and international intelligence and NATO, overthrew a duly elected president under Barack Obama that was going to normalize relations with Russia. That is why they threw over that country. But what the American people need to know is that from that time forward, Ukraine was not a sovereign nation. Victoria Nuland, in speaking to the entire country, basically under oath in 2015, laid out that we were not only funding all of Ukraine, but we had basically infiltrated their entire political system, their entire judicial system, their entire financial system, energy. I mean, from 2014 forward, essentially, Ukraine had no power. They were basically a place for them to plan their third world war that they definitely and desperately want, because how do they make money in the EU and the international banking cartel and the military industrial complex? In reconstruction after war, they don't care what happens during the war. And I'm of the belief that this war was planned long ago. Donald Trump came in, he put things on hold because he was going to try to normalize relations with Russia. Then they kicked off Russiagate. Then they kicked off Ukraine impeachment gate. And then they jumped back in and went as fast as they could to start this third world war that they all planned to save the financial system. Ukraine has been used and abused. I have said for now multiple years that so many more people were dying and fleeing. And it has been a travesty what's going on there. And then you also have to look at all the financial interests, from their entire sector of energy to it's already basically a smart country. They've tested all kinds of weapons. We know about the bioweapons labs. So Ukraine has been used by our deep state, NATO, and the international banking cartel and military industrial complex as a testing ground. Everything that we've been told about Ukraine is untrue, and now we're finding out that hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, have gone into Zelensky's pocket and the people surrounding him. We've had five people come to America, two of which are saying that they're going to turn against Ukraine and testify on all of the money laundering and corruption. And never forget, in 2016, both the Washington Post and the New York Times said that Ukraine was the most corrupt country in all of Europe. Okay. And so now who was corrupting it? It was the plants that were put in there with Victoria Nuland and Sullivan and Blinken and Obama and all of them. And then everything that happened, including Russiagate, was basically a timeout for them. As soon as they get AutoPen president in there, they go full steam ahead. And the bottom line is, if we want anyone in Ukraine to ever have a normal life, we have to end this, and we have to end it now. And then we have to be honest about what happened there, not just about the billions of dollars that have disappeared, but also about how Zelensky got placed in there. He had no experience. This Kolomoisky guy owned the network where he was an actor on a show playing a president in a sitcom. And next thing you know it, he's running for president. And then he wins president with no background, no political anything. And now he's a multi-billionaire. And this whole thing has been a total farce and a proxy war between NATO and Russia that we never should have been involved in. And frankly, a lot of this is our fault. Had we only honored the Minsk Accords, none of this would have happened. And had 2020 not been hijacked by this world group of saboteurs, none of this, including the entire auto pen president, would have happened. So we do have to look at the history, the long term, and what has gone on in Ukraine since the 90s, starting when Soros infiltrated that country before the USSR fell.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so happy you brought this point up because this one's really important. As you see, actor Zelensky in full force. I think this one's really important, though, because you're calling out the corruption. The corruption's been ongoing for many, many years now. But just recently, there's a new corruption scandal that has shooken the Ukrainian government. And I say that lightly, of course. Even on the UN floor yesterday, the Russian envoy calling it out, how this is never ending. But they are now being exposed for allegedly having or participating in a $100 million kickback and money laundering scheme. And this does touch people who are very close to Zelensky. They've since seen a lot of people resign, and they're talking about cash being stuffed into bags. They're also talking about gold toilets as well in this report. And, you know, I was told for a very long time that this was a conspiracy, that none of this was actually truthful. But again, here we are in 2025 finding more money, millions of dollars, that are now being exposed as a part of this big kickback corruption scheme that was going on in Ukraine. You know, I always said too lightly, but obviously I really actually wanted to do it. You know, we saw all these politicians here in the United States going and flying to Ukraine, and they love to be there, an active war zone where we didn't have a military presence from our own country there at all. And so it was quite strange to see how gutsy they were to get there. So I always said, you know, you got to weigh the planes before they leave this country and then when they come back to this country, because I had a feeling that they were also being a part of all this money bags, these cash bags that are being floated around here. And it's infuriating because Lindsey Graham, all these other people loved going there, Mel. But now all of a sudden, you know, they're not going there anymore now that President Trump is in the White House. But it looks like, again, there were money bags being tossed around, $100 million kickback schemes now being uncovered again. I mean, what do you make of all of this?
Well, there's videos of Lindsey Graham, Amy Klobuchar, John McCain, Piot, who is the ambassador, Victoria Nuland, cheering on the violent, bloody Maidan Revolution, overseeing it, first of all. Second of all, that was Victoria Nuland's entire, you know, operation basically going on there. This woman who is National Endowment for Democracy, which is, of course, the CIA's regime change on the ground operations, USAID, Samantha Power going in there, all of the money and all of the fraud linked to Burisma. I mean, it is so deep and so ugly. Ukraine has not been a sovereign nation basically ever since the fall of the USSR, and it has been taken advantage of because of where it is. And we have to start being honest that our politicians, D.C. is a total sewer. These are full-on criminals on both sides, and I believe that they're all complicit. What we should be demanding right now is an audit of everyone in Congress and Senate for the last 4 to 5 years, certainly during the auto pen presidency. Billions and billions of dollars were going around the world from John Podesta, hundreds of billions of dollars, as the Green Czar, all this money going to Ukraine, all of that. If people think that that's not coming back to these same people, this is the model they've done since World War One. They keep laundering money out during a war zone while people are dying without any concern, pushing the war. And the worst of the worst is the EU. The EU has no way to survive unless they have a World War III and they do what they did after World War One, World War II. The international war hawks and the military industrial complex make all the money in the reconstruction. And don't forget, Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX was all in Ukraine. We have all those bioweapons labs. We had 12 CIA different headquarters in Ukraine all this time. And frankly, they did not let Donald Trump even look under the hood the whole time because they had him bogged down with the Russiagate and then with the Ukraine impeachment. The truth was they were covering up crimes, decades and decades of crimes, not to mention what Hillary Clinton was doing when she was sitting Secretary of State, on one side selling weapons, on the other side filling her coffers at the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, it's all the same thing. And these money launderers, these liars, these war for profiteers, they never get held accountable. In fact, there was a funeral yesterday, I think, for the biggest war criminal and the biggest war for profit champion, which is obviously Dick Cheney and everything that we've seen during the fraudulent war on terror money laundering operation. So, you know, how much longer are the people people of the world going to stand back and let these lunatics in NATO and the EU and the international group that supports them continue to kill people for profit? It's enough's enough. And honestly, I think we should pull out of there. I think we should pull out of NATO. It's not a defensive force. It hasn't been. And I think that they should go back and honor the Minsk agreements that were signed that they totally lied about. And Merkel said that they were just doing that to buy time. And again, I've asked many times for information on what was going on at West Exec Advisors that was run by Anthony Blinken during the 4 years Donald Trump was in presidency, because it looks like they were arming Ukraine during that whole time while Donald Trump is trying to do a different foreign policy and go a different direction. They continued down the path of the Brzezinski policy, of which Obama picked up. And if people don't know about Brzezinski, grand chessboard, it basically sounded like the goals of the Third Reich, which was a unified Europe, no Russia, break up Russia, take all their natural resources, and go forward from there. So again, we have a choice right now in the United States of America. Do we admit that the post-World War II world was a complete farce and a money laundering operation, and millions of people died in the name of a small group of people having power over the whole world and monopolizing all the money, all the wars, all everything, while we sat here brainwashed into thinking we were doing something good overseas? Or are we going to deal with reality and take a better way forward and try to have a peaceful solution to the future? Because right now, going into World War III with Europe, I don't think should be an option at all for the United States. We already fought two wars for them. And frankly, a third world war, there is no reason for it. It is only death and destruction that will benefit the banking cartel that wants another 100 years of power based off of a war that they consolidate even more power after, towards Agenda 2030, which is what all this is about. So if the Trump administration is brave enough to stand on the world stage and say this whole NATO thing, this whole, endless war for profit, this whole thing, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for the world. It doesn't work for humanity. And it doesn't work for any kind of lasting peace. And just scrap the post-World War II fraud and let's find a better way forward than all of these lies that we've been fed and the billions and billions of dollars. Never forget that Congress, I believe, voted never to audit the money going to Ukraine, and they all wave their Ukrainian flags. That's not normal. That is what is a gaslighting cover-up to keep the laundering going, and it is sickening.
No, Mel, it is sickening. And the fact that they did what they did, we all know what was going on. I mean, there's no other way to look at this. They all jumped on board and were encouraging this. And then when you look at potentially there being 1.7 million dead Ukrainians, and that's just Ukrainians, that's not even counting the Russian side of all this. It's just so sick. They sacrifice these poor men and women for their own private agenda, and it had nothing to do with them. And it's horrible. When you still see the footage of these people being kidnapped off the streets and dragged into this war, my stomach turns, and these people have no souls. And you know, Dick Cheney, I've kind of held back about Dick Cheney, but Dick Cheney, man, I was watching his service yesterday, and they keep they were all talking highly about him, of course. President Trump not invited to it, neither J.D. Vance, as well as his service yesterday. But man, Dick Cheney's in hell, and there's no other way to look at it. There was an evil man, and sitting back and watching what happened and watching what unraveled yesterday, even during his service, all those evil people who were present. I hope that they know that.
It was a crime scene. Yeah. It was a crime scene yesterday, and they should have shut the doors rounded them up. And in my opinion, and tried many of those people for war crimes, money laundering, RICO. I mean, at what point does this stop? And I'm telling you, the other side is not afraid. They seem empowered. And that is because they are seeing that nobody is being held accountable. The Comey case looks like it might blow up. There's judges still making crazy orders and stopping Trump, and they won't end the filibuster. And it's starting to look like the Republicans really just are waiting Trump out, because they would end the filibuster, because they know full well that the Democrat Socialists of America have overtaken the Democratic Party. And they first of all, they should not be allowed to run in the country. They are not Democrats. They are socialist communists, and they are aligned with red-green access. So at this point, you know what? You got to forget about optics and these people that are joking and in the administration about the sedition video and all of this. All they're doing is laughing at us. And you know what? Donald Trump, at this point, after God, I believe, spared his life, should not care about optics, should care about once and for all holding these people accountable. And I mean, in the military justice sense, or we're just going to keep having funerals for people like Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and these people. And then in 10 years, 15 years, we'll have funerals for all these other people that were involved in the Ukraine. So we have to understand it's we, the people, that are losing the power here if there's no accountability. And I don't really see any coming, honestly, Brianna.
Yeah, I know. And we try to be optimistic here, but the reality of it is it seems like they're intentionally just waiting out the clock at this point over at the DOJ and not doing what needs to be done. I mean, we covered Tina Peters again, although she's charged on the state level. She's someone Picking that should in. Be a top priority to be rescued right now because she's a political hostage being held in Colorado. And sadly, they're just sending letters. So whole withhold.
Well, they can file civil rights charges against that judge and against that prosecutor and the secretary of state. And, you know, at least that would start the ball rolling to any kind of relief for her. But they're not doing that. And I don't know why they're not doing that. And the Clintons didn't show up to the Epstein thing. Nobody mentioned it. You know, I mean, it's just a cover up. It's been going on since 1963. The people in the government and the intelligence community internationally also. They just commit crimes. They say it's reasons of national security. And then the ones that cover up the crimes end up being promoted. So, I mean, this goes on and on. So,
yeah,
you know,
it does.
We have to be loud and honest.
Exactly. And we need to speak up because the people in this country did not elect what's going on right now. We didn't vote for this. And we demand more. Mel Kay, you do an incredible job on the Mel Kay Show every day. Folks, if you haven't followed her on X, make sure you do just that. Also, if you're on Rumble, give her a follow on Rumble. You do some great long form interviews with the American people need to see. So thank you for that, Mel. And you expose the truth and you save all the documents that the government doesn't realize that they put out there and has it. Whoopsies, we weren't supposed to let that slip. And you archived that as well on your website. So we're very grateful for all the great work you do, Mel. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have Mel on the show, of course. She is one of the very few fighters that we still have in this fight battling it out. So make sure you give her a follow on X and also on Rumble as well. All right, folks, let me remind you, we have the early bird Black Friday sale going on right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. Head on over to the shop. They're doing buy one, get one free on all supplements as for a limited time, of course. We also have 25% off on apparel. I just recently stocked up myself. I've got my ugly Christmas sweater ready to go that I just purchased over at the alexjonesstore.com. So do the same. Make sure you get those orders in before the holidays begin. So you got your Christmas gifts all in line. Also, we're doing the Alex Jones Hat Club. Folks, I know a lot of you love the merch over at the alexjonesstore.com. If you want exclusives, though, this is the best way to do just that. Sign up, become a member of the Hat Club, and once a month, every 30 days, we're going to be shipping you a uniquely designed hat. And of course, you know why this is so important? Because you're helping support us. You're helping support the alexjonesstore.com, our next projects, of course. We greatly appreciate you for supporting our team. So head on over to the shop and become a member of the Alex Jones Hat Club as well. All right, folks, that does it for me on this beautiful Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. In the meantime, though, Alex is up next over on the Alex Jones Show. So do not go anywhere. There's more truth to expose next.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.